From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. U.S. Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts has lost his battle with brain cancer. Ted Kennedy was 77 years old. NPR's Brian Naylor reports that Kennedy was a major figure in the Democratic Party and among the most senior members of the U.S. Senate.
Edward Kennedy, known to pretty much everyone as Ted, was first elected to the Senate in 1962. He became one of the chamber's leading liberal voices and fought over the years for causes from health care and education to immigration and against the Iraq War. His personal life was touched frequently by tragedy and scandal. His brothers John and Robert were assassinated. In 1969, he drove off a bridge on Chappaquiddick Island in Massachusetts, an accident that resulted in the death of Mary Jo Kopechne. Kennedy ran for the Democratic presidential nomination in 1980 against Jimmy Carter, losing badly. Last year, he became an early supporter of President Obama, and at the Democrats' convention in Denver, he reprised his words from that 1980 convention: "The work begins anew, the hope rises again, and the dream lives on." Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
The Kennedy family has issued a statement saying, "We lost the unreplaceable center of our family, but the inspiration of his faith, optimism, and perseverance will live on in our hearts." Ted Kennedy, dead at the age of 77. In Afghanistan, officials are still assessing the toll from a massive bombing in the southern city of Kandahar. More than 40 people were killed and dozens others were wounded in the attack. The BBC's Chris Morris reports.
The attack took place in the early evening when Afghans were breaking their fast during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Officials in Kandahar say they believe a huge bomb was hidden in a petrol tanker or a truck. Windows across the city were shattered by the force of the blast. The offices of a Japanese-owned construction company were destroyed, and a number of nearby buildings, including a wedding hall, were badly damaged. Local officials have blamed the Taliban for the attack, in a region where the insurgency is strong.
The BBC's Chris Boris. Consumers are more upbeat about the expected state of the economy down the road than they have been in a while. The business research group, the Conference Board, says its confidence index rose 7 points this month. Stuart Hoffman is chief economist at PNC Financial Services in Pittsburgh, and he says that despite the positive news, the report also shows that the economy has a ways to go as it emerges from the worst recession in decades.
Maybe we're out of the sub-basement into the basement in terms of consumer confidence, but it is still quite low. Consumers are still concerned in a lot of ways about jobs. They still say jobs are hard to get.
The August reading reverses 2 months of declines and is closely watched by economists, since spending by consumers accounts for roughly 70% of overall U.S. economic activity. This is NPR News. Police in Los Angeles are responding to a recent increase in gang crime by announcing a new multi-agency law enforcement effort. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has the story.
There have been almost 40 gang-related homicides in Los Angeles in July and August, and LAPD Chief William Bratton says he'll put in additional resources to crack down on gangs. The initiative relies on help from the feds, the FBI, ATF, and U.S. Marshals, as well as the California Highway Patrol. Bratton compared the problem to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, saying this is a form of surge. Police say that overall crime rates are down, but that the recent uptick in murders requires an aggressive response. Bratton says he doesn't believe the crime spike is tied to a gang feud or retaliation. Other officials said it could be related to the bad economy and high unemployment. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
The Los Angeles Board of Education has adopted a resolution to allow private groups to manage a third of the city's schools. The proposal covers 50 schools scheduled to open over the next 4 years, plus 200 existing schools that are not meeting state and federal achievement standards. The superintendent of the Los Angeles Unified School District has 60 days to develop plans for the change. NASA has scrubbed Wednesday's Space Shuttle Discovery launch because of a bad fuel valve. Engineers say the valve is needed for the flow of liquid hydrogen from the external fuel tank to the shuttle's main engines. Thunderstorms prevented an early Tuesday morning launch. Recapping our top story, veteran Democratic Senator Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts has died at the age of 77 following a battle with brain cancer. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.